Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Okay, 959. Yeah, we've got drive moment today. Very funny. This topic is close to my heart, but really? I don't even feature here. I don't feature here on this topic. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what type of relationship do you have with your grandparents? They are more than just the first elderly people we knew. They are the parents that raised our parents and the icons of our family's heritage. It is often said that grandparents are notably different in the way that they interact with their grandchildren than in the way they were with their children. And, you know, we've seen a couple of incidents in the past of grandkids attacking their parents, and that didn't obviously sit well with me. And especially me, the funny thing is, maybe I'm older than most of my friends, but you know, every time when I'm with my friends, they'll be talking about their grandmother and their grandfather. Meaning, from the maternal and the paternal side, I hardly ever knew my grandparents.
What?
I think I saw my grandfather maybe when I was 4. I've got vague memories of my grandfather. I remember he's the tall guy, because he's Tswana, very tall man who never asked his wife to make him tea. He would make tea himself.
I don't mind.
And he would cut so many slices, guys. 8 slices, I remember. And that's the only memory that I have of my grandfather. My grandmother, her name is Mantepan.
Mm-hmm.
This nose, that's where it comes from. I never got to meet her. From my father's side, I never got to meet the grandmother and the grandfather. So every time when I hear people talking about grandparents, I am so envious. And most of the time, I think 90% of the stories that you hear about grandparents are always great stories.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was watching a video clip. This boy, I think the mother left him with his grandmother for a couple of days.
Oh,
so when the mother went to pick him up, he was refusing to go. And I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. The mother had to leave him. Say, okay, can I pick you up tomorrow? He agreed, but you know, he's
tomorrow
still
is the same thing.
So I basically just love to hear stories about people who are fortunate enough, you know, to get that love, be spoiled by their parents. Because I never had that privilege.
I was so privileged. I know both sets of my grandparents.
Wow.
Nice.
I remember both very well. Gorgeous relationships I had with my maternal grandparents. So my grandfather, Nerimizapa Mukhumuzi, I'm actually named after him. And he would call me his favorite skholo. He was non-apologetic. If anything happened, like, Khumuzi, you know you're my favorite skholo. All the movies that I know, my love for movies literally comes from Pa. We would watch movies until the ends of time. The only awkwardness is if there's a kissing scene, then he has to send me for water and weird things that he really doesn't need. My love for biltong I take from him. He would bribe biltong on like an open surface yastofo so that it's a bit charred and we would eat biltong. Love that man to bits. My grandmother the same, my mother's mom. And then, man, the superstars, the missus. So my paternal grandmother and grandfather, incredible human beings, loved my mother like she was their own kid. We will never ever forget them because they also raised us in like a big home. So all of our 32 cousins, we are very close because of those two. So I have nothing but love for them. And of course, my grandmother gave us sweets and 5 bob to buy sweets every Christmas. So yeah, I had a great running shame with my grandparents, and I knew my great grandmother as well.
Nice.
The mom to my grandmother Wameso. She was alive until I think 104. So I met her. By the time she passed away, she had lost her sight, but she knew us by smell, by touch, as we walked in, who exactly we were.
Angela Tekiza.
Angela Tekiza. Kateza mailing 50,000 kilometers. Ara wa kiwana naru, kiwana naru. So
you're just showing off, ne?
I know. I love my grandparents. I really did.
I had a great relationship with all my grandparents from Ngapa na Ngapa.
Okay.
Yeah. Like many people know my stories are with my grandmother.
That's right.
Which Ulong Khulisi, because she's the one that Mama was working at Dry Cleaner Eden Vale, and Mama was the one that was working, was bringing income, HRTN. So Ukoko would be the one that is taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I know, whether it's from cleaning, cooking, taking care of myself, looking good, being clean is from my grandma.
You're not sure about looking good.
Malangada! No, looking good. I'm not going to go. On my father's side, my grandmother, Kamala Kuntum, may his soul rest in peace. Who do you know that is very sharp when it comes to tongue? Like also chenda bazako manje without even flinching. That's my grandmother. Masega dalili pola.
Yeah.
Cause bohum dalwe pola.
Oh, dalili pola.
Ay gan chabu pola. Masega dalili pola. Uzokutshela the way angakuthandi ngakhona. No. And yeah. I would think tomorrow you she'll look at you and feel sorry for what she said yesterday. No, she doesn't really care.
No.
She said what she wanted to say.
Yeah.
There's a point where bebanga funa pume chartin. But she'll make sure that Paul will figure it out. Yeah, it is. And guess what? I'm not telling Paul.
Him. Of course.
Uh-huh. I've always had a great relationship with my grandmothers and also my grandfathers.
Yeah.
Mkulshope, Nomkulum Kalip. Mkulum Kalip was working at SAA, cleaning flights.
Yeah,
when I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
I'm a flight.
Maga Figenzin, I took petty jet lag. Can you clean my plane?
Oh, my
I say,
God.
Hey, I'm a church and I'm a cake. You want to make a cake?
Yeah,
can. Lalela, I'm a cake and I'm going to be a spanin. So I flayed. I'm going to flay it. Yes, I'm telling you. Because my dad and my mama are from the same class. So I had a great relationship with my grandparents. Man. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Absolutely.
So there you go, Kaya family. Let's hear your stories. Please drop us a voice note, 0636880959. You can also call us 0860000959. Today on Drive Moment, we're talking about your relationship with your grandparents. What type of relationship do you have or did you have with your grandparents? I thank you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, from my side, I'm so blessed to have met both my grandparents from both families. Mm-hmm. And I had the best relationship with my father's side of the family, especially my grandparents. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate part is burying my grandfather this Saturday. Aww. My best friend. Yeah.
I had a wonderful relationship with my grandmother. She was just the best. You know, we had the best of time, laughs, everything, advice. She would even slip like R100 nyana, you know, even though vele sinkulile, but you know, sometimes she just called me and be like, hey, ikam, uskabu jamu turku file chelet. That kind of thing. So, oh man, I had a dope relationship with my grandmother, man. Taught me a whole lot of things, peace, love, you know, to cherish family, you know. So, but grandma, yo, number one.
Ayanda, grandparents?
Grandmothers.
Lucky enough?
Yes. Both grandmothers are alive, but both grandfathers are late.
Mm.
It's been dope. No mind you. In fact, it's so funny. I was being asked when I'm going to go see my grandmother just this past week. And I said, ish. So we are going.
Because it's fun, isn't it?
Ish.
It's fun. And then you're like, we don't want to go.
Exactly. And you know, when things like that happen, you should probably heed it.
Mm.
Next thing, Uti, I should have.
Yeah.
You
know,
I'm not saying anything, but yeah. I've learned.
Are you dreading like his snake?
Whoa! And it's slippy, eh? It's quite slurpy and more.
The kiss in his Makuman.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I did not know any of my grandparents.
Really?
Yeah. From my mother's side, they both passed away the year before I was born.
Mm.
From my father's side, even he don't know where they are.
Yo.
Yeah, so his mother passed away way before I was born, when he was a teenager.
Mm.
And apparently he was a one-night stand type of boy.
Hey,
so
hey,
he didn't know his father.
Hey,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those ones are energetic, eh?
Mm.
I think we should go to news. Straight to news. Don't collect 200 rand. Go straight to news.
But me, I got to experience the most greatest one ever, right? I was raised by my great-grandmother, because my grandmother, who's still alive till this day, my mother's mother, had my mom, obviously, when she was young. So we grew up knowing her. She's our grandmother, basically. You know, right?
Sure.
But yo, that woman... till this day, even when she probably comes into my dreams, I recognize that, yes, wow, probably it is her because of the love that she used to give all the time.
Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Dimmy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. You know, I miss my grandmothers so much. I mean, I am the woman I am today because of that lady. I mean, she taught me how to spell and how to have manners. And up to this day, I still drink tea exactly at the same time that me and her used to do, you know, when I came from school.
I mean, I'm fortunate because I happen to share the love of my grandparents, both from paternal and maternal side. So I am who I am today because of that, because my parents were out there working and then we're left with grandparents. So I'm fortunate that both my paternal and maternal grandparents are from one township in the Free State. So I happen to share both.
Wow, guys.
Great stories, ne?
Yo.
Great absolutely stories.
Great grandmother. Great grandmother. Yo, but in the times have changed now. You have people who are great grandmothers like Boma 32, 35.
I know my great grandmother. I'm trying by all means to walk over that.
WhatsApp
063-688-0959. I was raised by a friend of my mother's mother. So I was incorporated into their family. She wasn't my grandmother biologically, but she's the only grandmother I had and that I knew at that time, because my other grandmother died before I was born and the other one died when I was 16. So the one that raised me, she was an angel. God bless her soul. May she continue rest in peace.
So the holy stick, both families, but the one that I was very close to, the old lady, la mama. Nasadu melegi mita koko, namigi mita mama. So yeah, we're very close in such a way that I introduced my wife to her first before kito introduce ako family, and also lekeginya ko pleno monyala. She was the one that I spoke to before I could even talk to Tamala and other people that are very close to. Then no COVID has taken our loved ones. Then I lost her in 2020 during COVID days. I am who I am because of her. I know how to look after the lady because of her.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.